Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're studying 1 Corinthians chapter 5, where Paul is telling the church not to accommodate willful, blatant sin within the church. And he's given us several reasons why we shouldn't do that, and he's comparing sin to leaven in bread. Here's the second reason that he gives of why we should not accommodate sin, but rather clean it out. He says this, because we really are pure in Christ. Our lives should reflect who we really are in Christ. Listen to what he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Paul writes, "For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed." Paul is telling us that the new life has been established for the believer in the sacrifice and resurrection of Christ. The old life has been put to death in the death of Christ. Romans chapter 6 says this pretty plainly in verses 4 and verse 6. We were buried with him by baptism into death so that we might walk with him in the newness of life. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. And this new eternal life of redemption is available to all who would hear God's command to repent and turn to his Son in faith. Don't you see what God has done? Don't you see what misery that God endured so that you wouldn't have to walk in the old ways of life? His Son was sacrificed. His Son is the guarantee of the new life for the believer because of his resurrection. Why would you reject this offer, this gift? Why would you continue in a corrupt mindset and in corrupt expressions? The call for you is to come to Christ and to be redeemed, to be made new. This is a true reality, just as true as I'm standing before you today, that those that are in Christ are new. And that's cause for celebration. Paul goes on to say, let us celebrate. But to continue to walk in the old life is to mock the new life and to say to God, just like Samson told his parents and just like Eve told God, this thing is right in my eyes. So, we don't need to accommodate sin in our own life. We don't need to accommodate sin in the church. Why? Because we are redeemed and made new in Christ. When you pray today, please remember Todd Cox and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Romanian LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Romania.